Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Thursday, June 18, 2015, and we're certainly happy to be back living amongst the living today. And we're glad that God shined on us and He shed His blood for all mankind, and so that we may be saved and redeemed, and that we may work out in the vineyard while it is day. Today's kingdom assignment is be ye false. Follow me, and I follow Christ. 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 2, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. And then even verse 2, now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and help the ordinance. And so God is just faithful in giving us a word today that we are to be examples. You know, God says precept and example. And so you have to understand that God is saying that, you know, people are watching you, and people are, you know, they want to know if what you are doing, if you're genuine. They want to know if you're doing it with the right mindset, the right heart, and the right intentions and motives. And so God is saying, be the example that I have set you to be. Be the example that I have built in you. Be the example that I've given you through my Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for you. And even, you know, when Jesus was living on earth, He lived that example. He was the example. You know, it reminds me of parents and kids. When parents say, do as I say, not as I do. You know, when you talk to your kids and tell them not to do certain things, you ought to be the example because the kids are watching you. And so, you know, if you're telling them to do one thing, but you're doing something totally different, or you're telling them not to do something and you're doing it, you are merely just speaking the words, but you're not carrying it out in action. And so God is, you know, dealing with us today because we have leaders, we have Christians, we have people who just merely speak the words, but they do not live the words. And God is going to make an example because as you begin to speak those things, you know, and you're not living, your life is not lining up with what you're speaking, God is looking at your heart. God is looking at your actions because we can make our mouth say anything, but it is the actions that we ought to be watching. It is the actions that we should be observing. And so God is saying, be an example. Be an example. It's by precept and example. Do you know that when you are the example, you lead with confidence of God's validity in your life? That's when you are the example. You can confidently go before men. You can confidently move about and know that God is validating you through your lifestyle. And, you know, we ought to embrace that. We ought to encourage one another to be an example, be a good example, because there are
good examples and bad examples. And so we have to strive to be the example that God set us out to be. God created us in his image, so he gave us the perfect example. And he didn't do it just once, but he did it twice. He created us in his image. That's the first example. And then he gave his son to come down here and live on this earth and give us a earthly example. And God is so mindful of us, even when we don't consider the things that God is doing, even when we don't consider the things that God works on our behalf, even when we don't consider God in making decisions or moving forward. And so we have to make sure that we are being the examples. You know, even in the natural world, I was thinking about when you're on a job and when you're first hired, they take you through training. Well, that training is them being the example that you need to see in order to make sure that your job is carried out accurately. You know, and man is so adamant about it that you can, I hear people saying, you know, sometimes, well, they hired me for this job and they have me doing this job, but they never showed me what to do. They never taught me. They never trained me, you know, and so they're upset. So if your expectation in the natural world, when you're carrying out a job, you're carrying out some type of job description, is that you be trained and led by example, then why isn't that your expectation in the ministry? Why isn't that your expectation in spirituality? Why isn't that your expectation when you're reading the Bible? And so we've got to check ourselves, check our motives, check our intentions and our agendas, because God is showing us by example. Now, when we go into saying the kingdom assignment is by precept and example, it could be for blessings. It could also be for judgment, because we're in a world now where man doesn't want you to tell them anything. They want you to show them. We have to be shown. And, you know, somebody can't just tell us, hey, this, you know, some situation is happening. It actually has to be shown. You know, they have a saying, a cliche saying that says, be about it, you know. And so that means that don't tell me about it, do it, show me in actions. And so, you know, it's so funny that we have all these expectations of examples, but when God sent the ultimate example, we shun away from it. We do not take that example, and we do not benefit from it spiritually. We do not even take it seriously sometimes. We do not even learn from it. And so we've got the greatest example in the Bible. We've got the greatest example that was set before us. We've got to get back to looking at the example that was set before us so that we may perfect ourselves and be better examples among the people. Now, God is dealing with this because we have too many people that are, you know, people are looking at, people are following, and you're not being the example that God told you to be. You're not being the example that God equipped you to be. And so God is saying, let's get back to the basics. It's really basic. All you are to do is follow me. If you're following God, then your life lines up with God. Your actions line up with God. Your words line up with God. And thus you become in his image, which is the example that people that are watching your lifestyle, watching your words, watching your actions should be seeing, is the image of God. You know, when God created us in his image, that was the intention, was that when man saw us, or when we looked at each other, we saw the mirror of God. We saw the image of God. And so God is saying, let's get back to being the examples that I've set before you on this earth. You know, we have gotten so far away from just the image of God. You know, we should be praying. God, when people see me, let them see you, not me. Let them see you, because people need a blessing. They need to be restored. People need to be revived. They need to be strengthened. They need to be encouraged. And what better way for them to obtain those things than by seeing God through you? And so God is saying, you know, let's get back. It's about the example. I am looking at your heart. You know, I was reading a scripture that says the lips worship me, but the hearts are far from me. You know, I did a sermon on that before where the lips are saying one thing, but the actions are not lining up. And I know here in the world, you know, if you have somebody that's telling you something and the actions is not lining up with what you what they're saying or what your expectations are based on what they've said, then, you know, you are disappointed, you are in disbelief, you are turned away, you are don't take it seriously. And so we've got to make sure that God is first. If God is first, then we are second, and we are following God as people follow the example that God has put in us. There's an order. We can't go before God. We must follow God. And we can't follow man, because man will get it wrong every time. Man's expectations will be let down. Man's expectations will be aborted. And so we've got to understand that God is the ultimate example. So we follow God, and what we got to get to know God. You know, in order to be an example, then you got to get to know the example that's put before you. What better way to do it than fellowship? God is summoning his people for relationship. We need relationship with God like never before. You should be speaking to God every day. You should give God some time every day, preferably before your day begins, so that God is acknowledged and admonished at the beginning of the day, and then acknowledge and admonish him throughout the day, as well as at the end of the day before you retire. It is by God that you woke up this morning. It is by God that he started you on your way. It is by God that you're able to move about freely with all the activities of your limbs. It is by God that you're able to retire for the day. And so God is getting us to a place to where we acknowledge what he is doing in our life, to where we acknowledge that God is yet moving in our lives and moving in and around us, and that our witness should be to focus on God. So God is saying, let's set a general rule. It is intended to regulate behavior or thought. That is precept. Let's set that rule that focuses on God. Let's set God's rule and intention of regulating behavior and also thought. And so we have to keep moving forward, striving to be the example that God has set before us. Now, no one's perfect. We must strive to be perfect. We must strive to be the example that God has set. If you mess up, don't wallow in it. Get up and move forward. Dust yourself off. Repent and say, God, I have failed, but I ask that you forgive me, and God forgives you. And the beautiful thing about it is that God forgives you, and he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness so that it never comes up again. You know, I'm so glad that God is not like man, because man, if you should fail, would bring it up again and again and again and again and would just bury you with it. But God is so loving and kind that we should strive to be like him. In fact, when man is doing that, that is not God-like. Man is not following the example. As parents, we are to be examples. We are responsible for the amount of time that our kids spend with God. We're responsible for the things that We are imparting in them and focusing on God. We are responsible for nurturing and being the example that God has set before us. You know, we should be showing them that we thank God for all things and that we develop and we design for all things. We should be careful in what we're doing to set the example that God has set before us. We should be careful in knowing that God provides. We should be able to show them that God is our provider. We should be able to show them that God protects us. We should be able to show them that God gives us an escape and that God is our source and that we, in all things we rely on God. So we've got to get back to being the example. The world is in a bad place because we don't have many examples. We don't have many images of God. People have strayed away from the example. And so now we have to stand up and take a stand and say that I will live my life. My life is totally sacrificed to God. I will live my life for God to be the example to the people that may need a direction, need some guidance, need some focus into the will of the Father. And so we've got to be accountable for that. Leaders, you are accountable for the example that you're setting before your congregations. Leaders, you are accountable for the lifestyle that you live, and people look at you, and they should see God. They should see that image of God. They should see the example that is in the Bible, the caring, the faith, the trusting in God, the preaching, the ministry, the reaching out to God's people, the reaping and the sowing of good soil and good seed. You know, they should see, that should be the result. They should see good, prosperous results. They should see God-like results. And most of all, they should see kingdom results. And we should be speaking the truth, not just speaking the truth, but living the truth. And God is getting us to a place where we ought to be the ultimate example. We are a work in progress, and God is chipping away those things that are not like him, but you've got to be willing and available. You've got to be available to change. You've got to be available to go through a shedding process. You've got to be willing to be molded by God. You've got to be willing to be imparted in wisdom and knowledge. You've got to be willing to invest time to get in that word and pray. That is your expectation, and that is your reasonable service. And so God is saying that I need more examples. I need more examples. I will show you how to be the best example that you can be by molding you into your purpose that I have given you, God's purpose for your life, the plan that he has set before you. And God is so awesome that he would visit us this morning and allow us to commune with him and allow us to move forward in his word and allow us to breathe on this earth as it is in heaven. And so God is just, you know, doing things. He's moving about, and he is just really displaying his love among his people. You ought to open your eyes and see what God is doing. Even now, it is so spectacular. It is so miraculous. And if you're not even experiencing it, then you've got to move closer to God so that you can begin to experience the things that God is doing in your life. You can begin to experience the things that God is doing on this earth and in the lives of the people and in the churches and on this earth in the different countries. God is yet moving. God is alive, and he yet reigns on the throne. I thank God because he is our master. He is our maker. He is our creator. I thank God because he visits us. When we're not getting it right, he visits us to correct us, to put us on the right path. He comforts us when we need comforting. He speaks to us when we need a word. And it may not be directly from God, but he speaks to us through people. He embraces us through people and through the word and through relationships. And so we've got to be cognizant of the fact that God cares for you. He cares for every need that you have. He cares that they are met. He cares that he provides for you to just keep moving in the ministry. He cares that your needs are met, all of your needs, not some of your needs, but all of your needs. But we must focus. There is a condition. We must focus on the kingdom. We must focus on God. And we must be the example that God before us, so that man may be led and guided to God to become the example. All it takes is one that will stand and say, I will be the example. You are encountered by many lives day to day. And as you are encountered by many lives, you've got to understand that those lives can be affected by you, impacted by you, but you've got to be the example. People on this earth are looking for the example. They're no longer looking for people that are just saying things. They want the real thing. They're seeking and searching the truth. And so they don't want just someone that'll tell them, you know, about what thus said the Lord. They want someone that is living this thing here on earth. And so we've got to be cognizant of the fact that God has set us out and set us apart to be the examples. We've got to be cautious that we're moving in the will of the Father and perfecting our lives so that we may be the example that God has set before us, so that people will see God. They will begin to praise and worship God. Notice I said that they're not praising and worshiping man, but they're praising and worshiping God for what he has done in our lives. I thank God for this session today. I thank God for just allowing me to even have the platform to even just disperse what the Lord. You know, God is so awesome that he would visit us each day, take the time to let us know what we are to be doing today. The daily assignment is be the example. You so that you're able to say, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. So what Paul was saying to the Corinthians is, I am telling you what thus said the Lord, but I am also a living witness, a living example. So follow me as I follow Christ. Not follow me as I follow man, but follow me as I follow Christ. And God is so awesome that he's given us the apostle that set an example. So over and over again, we see examples, and we are to follow those examples. We are to get in that Bible and look at the ultimate example. We are to get in that Bible and begin to take this situation that those people faced and how God brought them out and he delivered them. We've got to be able to apply it to our lives so that we, too, can be the example that God has set before men. And I thank God for this. I pray that this word will help you throughout the day. I pray that this word will reinform you. I pray that this word you'll be able to regurgitate. I pray that this word will reinforce the things that God is saying to you. I pray that this word will transform your mind and renew your mind. I pray that this word will do what God has set it out to do in the lives of the people. I'm going to end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for coming in the midst of us today, God, for showing up on the platform, God, for your people. I thank you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of the audience. I thank you, God, for what you are preparing, God, here on earth for your people. I thank you, God, for all things that you're doing, not some things, not most things, but all things that you're doing in the lives of your people, God. Seal this with your approval, oh God. Stamp it, God, like never before, oh God. God, I thank you for the relationship that you are building and creating, God. I thank you for just the people, the thirst and the hunger for the word that they have, the thirst and the hunger for the truth, God. I ask that you visit them now, oh God. Begin to quench them, God. Begin to quench their thirst, oh God. Begin to fill them with the word, oh God, the Holy Spirit, God. Fill them until they can't take any more, God. Fill them until the cup is running over, oh God. Fill them until, God, they know, God, the wisdom and the discernment of your kingdom, oh God. For they know the knowledge, God, of the Bible, oh God. They know you, God, firsthand, God. And they are able to stand and see you face to face, oh God. God, I thank you for all things that you're doing. The empowerment of your people, oh God, through your word. God, we thank you for all things that you have manifested. We thank you for your plan for our lives, oh God. And we thank you for the purpose. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. As always, I thank God for your listening ears today. I pray that this will be an enrichment and an enlightenment to you, not just for today, but throughout the week. As we end this week, we're on Thursday. We're going to end on Friday, and then we'll have the weekend, and I pray that God is with you throughout the weekend. As always, be blessed.